So we moved to Montreal, which was great. You know, Montreal, again, this is 1967 in Montreal, which is one of the great times. Montreal was one of the places that was at the vanguard of the counterculture. But what happened was that the bureaucracy there decided they had had a system where you went to high school for 13 years and then went to college, and they decided that instead they were going to have a junior college period. So you would only go for 11 years and then you would switch into this, what they called a cégep, kind of like a junior college for 2 years and then go on to university. Yeah. But they hadn't built any of the junior colleges at the time that they put in this legislation. So there was this very brief period where the universities just ran these junior colleges. So McGill was officially a cégep. It was officially this junior college, but of course it was just McGill. So that was, I had already started elementary school early, and then, so that was how I ended up being at McGill as an undergrad when I was 15, which was great and far better. I thank God to this day that I managed to escape with only 3 years of high school. It never even occurred to me for a second that I wasn't completely, utterly capable of doing everything that anybody else was. You know, usually you'd think that your older self would go back and see your younger self and want to say, oh, see, look at all I've accomplished. But my younger self would have said, that's all you've managed to do? I was going to be the king of the world. There's no question about it. And it was a good time. Again, you know, 1970, that was a good time to feel that way. From the time I was in my first year, I was taking graduate classes, and it never occurred to me that I would do anything except just take graduate classes.
Obviously, you had some interest coming in, but you would have been so widely read, had all these different exposures to possible things that you could study. How did you decide that psychology was the right choice? Or really philosophy and cognitive science, I guess, is the right way to put it.
Yeah, didn't decide on psychology. I completely decided on philosophy, and that was what I went, even when I was a kid, I'd already started reading philosophy. So I'd read Plato when I was 10 and loved Plato, loved reading that, loved that kind of argumentation. And my brother and I very early on decided that we were going to divide up the world so that he would actually do the writing and I would do the science and philosophy. So I knew, I really knew that that was what I wanted to do.
Wait, but, so you like had a sit down deal with him? Like, these are your topics? These are.
Yeah, you do. He could do France and literature and I would do England and science. England and science and philosophy. So I knew that I wanted to do philosophy, and the McGill philosophy department at the time, and still, but especially at the time, was a very good philosophy department and very empirically oriented, because that was the beginning of cognitive science. So my kind of mentor was a guy named Harry Bracken. I think he's still alive. I tried to track him down at one point, but I absolutely wanted to do and was convinced that I was going to do philosophy of mind, and I was the founder and president of the Philosophy Students Association.
But you had done this after taking this cognitive science course with Bracken?
Well, no, with history of philosophy with Bracken. There wasn't cognitive science then. There was a graduate seminar. The first year, I think it was the first year that I arrived, there was a graduate seminar that was this kind of, again, the word cognitive science wasn't around, but it was a graduate seminar that was, let's do an interdisciplinary thing with linguistics and philosophy and psychology and computer science, and my parents were part of it, and Harry Bracken was part of it, and I'm pretty sure Al Bregman, who was my great psychology mentor, was part of it, and then there was someone in computer science who was part of it, and that was very, very, that was kind of getting at this idea that there was going to be a joint project between, from all those different kinds of areas. But yeah, there wasn't a cognitive science program yet. There wasn't really a name even for cognitive science then. The vision at McGill then was extremely strongly nativist. That was very much the view, the kind of revolutionary view that was starting out.